Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Officials with the Port of Seattle Commission talked to reporters today about the plane stolen from SeaTac Airport by employee Richard Russell, who crashed it last Friday after taking off on a wild ride that ended in his death. Cairo radio reporter Mike Lewis in Seattle was at that news conference. Mike, I guess the big question is, how did this happen? How did the guy get access to the plane and manage to take off?
Well, he had access to the plane because he typically had access to the plane. I mean, this was not a guy who was an outlier. He was cleared by security. He had had a security clearance for 3 years. He was regularly on the aircraft. So him getting to the aircraft isn't unusual. Him backing the aircraft out, starting it, getting on a taxiway and then onto a runway is the big question here. The people at the Port of Seattle who run SeaTac Airport have said all of the security was actually followed in this particular case. But what they're saying or what's implied is that maybe the boxes that they checked were inadequate and maybe they need to have additional security. So that's what they did today. They put in additional security literally out on the tarmac and in the employee area, the people who handle bags, that area has additional security. But if you were to walk up to the airport, you'd see a pretty busy summer day, but you wouldn't notice a whole lot of change.
Do we know, did anybody in the tower, maybe the ground controller, see this unidentified plane taxiing to the runway and taking off and say, hey, what the heck? Was it just too late to try to stop it?
It was when it was taking off, I think, when they realized, uh-oh, we've got an outlier here that is not on the to-go list that they have up there, electronic to-go list that they have in the tower. And that's when they realized they had a problem. And they immediately contacted both the pilot of the aircraft, who turned out to be the employee, and NORAD, which scrambled fighters out of Portland, Oregon, immediately.
You know, for not being a pilot, the guy did loops. He knew how to talk on the radio. Obviously, he'd been around aircraft some, right?
Yeah, not to minimize what actually happened here, but people were the people who fly these were said it was kind of a stunning display of that the guy could actually fly the thing and pushed it into places that they didn't anticipate the plane could even go. So it was shocking, and especially for a guy with no training other than video games, which I think what his family has said.
Mike Lewis at Cairo Radio in Seattle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.